President Obama and mayors all across the country have been talking a lot about how early childhood education can be an important investment in the economy. But as policymakers consider preschool for all, they're trying to figure out what actually works in the classroom. One of the places they're looking is Boston. From member station WBUR, David Scharfenberg reports.
But mine is the bigger one.
It's a Wednesday morning at the Elliott K-8 Innovation School. Teacher Jody Doyle is working with a small group of students interested in domes.
What do you think the difference is between a dome and an arch?
The lesson doesn't go exactly as planned. Doyle wants the kids to build their domes with wire, but she doesn't want to just come out and say it. The kids used wire several months ago for a related project, and she's hoping they'll remember.
Is there anything else in this classroom we could use that might hold the shape of a dome?
Teaching coach Marina Boney is watching closely. Later, she commends Doyle for trying to tie the new wire project to the old. But she says photographs of the older, forgotten project might have made the connection a bit more concrete.
Because you didn't have something
some
concrete, some of the documentation to remind them of the process.
So right? I almost had to give it to them.
School officials say this system of intensive coaching is a key to their success. It's part of a larger focus on quality. Boston uses a rigorous curriculum, and it requires preschool teachers to get master's degrees. Academics have known for some time that quality matters, but much of the research is focused on small-scale programs. This is different. Last year, a study out of Harvard University found big gains in math and vocabulary in a Boston preschool system spanning some 68 schools.
That you can develop high quality across 68 schools was not obvious.
That's Harvard economist and education professor Richard Murnane, who was not involved in the study.
We can do better in preparing poor children for school, and it can be done at considerable scale.
But not everyone is sold. Some preschool research shows academic gains fading by third grade. And critics say a program without staying power is hardly worth a big public investment. Russ Whitehurst is an education analyst with the Brookings Institution. He says the research out of Boston does little to puncture that critique. The study, after all, only measured gains over the course of a single preschool year.
So we just don't know about Boston, whether the positive effects that are talked about at the end of the pre-K year are going to be there at the end of first grade, second grade, or third grade. And without knowing that, it's hard to make a decision about whether this is a great program that ought to be replicated in other places.
But policymakers around the country aren't waiting for a long-term study. They're coming to Boston to see the preschool program up close. Recently, a high-level delegation from Seattle took the tour in a big white bus.
Many of you have noticed that on the back of your name tag is a little green or orange dot. If you have a green dot, you will be getting off at our first stop, which is
there was a guy from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on board. The mayor was in back, and up front, Seattle City Council President Tim Burgess.
They've done an amazing job here, and we want to replicate that in Seattle.
Still, if there was enthusiasm on the bus, there was also a bit of pushback. School board member Stefan Blanford likes the idea of comprehensive preschool, but he says there are some serious questions about financing a high-quality program. And even simple things can get in the way, like finding enough classroom space.
The school district is actually growing, our enrollments are growing, and the issue around capacity is going to be huge.
Space and money are not just problems in Seattle. They're problems in many American cities, including Boston. This town may be a beacon for the universal preschool movement, but so far, Boston's only managed to provide seats for about half the interested families. For NPR News, I'm David Scharfenberg.